This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Was the driver of that SUV that crashed into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, running from a knife fight? A law enforcement official who spoke to us says it's something investigators are looking at. The SUV slammed into parade goers, killing five and injuring more than 40 others. A person in custody is being questioned, we're told. Bystander Jesus Ochoa recorded the sound you just heard. Waukesha Police Chief Dan Thompson.
We're no longer looking for a suspect vehicle. We do have a person of interest in custody at the moment. But this is still a very fluid investigation.
The police chief heard there on ABC 7 Chicago. We are learning that more than 90% of federal workers have gotten at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. President Biden had set a Monday deadline. An official says most workers are fully vaccinated, and a smaller number have pending or approved exceptions to the mandate. The roads and the skies will be crowded this Thanksgiving holiday week, say the experts, as Americans travel again to visit family and friends. The AAA's Andrew Gross.
We're projecting that more than 53 million people are going to travel for Thanksgiving. And AAA considers a trip if you go more than 50 miles away from home. But we also know that about 90% of those folks who are planning to travel are going to go by car.
The AAA's Andrew Gross. President Biden has announced he's nominating Jerome Powell for a second four-year term as Federal Reserve Chair. He'll nominate Lyle Brainard as vice chair. Brainard is the lone Democrat on the Fed's Board of Governors, and many progressives prefer him to Jerome Powell. Closing arguments today in the murder trial of three white men charged in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery, a black man who was running through a Georgia neighborhood. This is AP News. Just like a lot of other things this year, your Christmas tree will cost more. The AP's Jennifer King has this.
The American Christmas Tree Association, representing retailers, says lumber, trucking, and fuel prices are up. Some stores say they're still waiting for shipments from China. People seeking holiday cheer during the pandemic drove over-the-top sales for Christmas trees last year. So now Ed Dart, the owner of a Christmas tree farm on Long Island, tells Newsday newspaper they sold out of mature trees last year and also sold many that weren't mature yet, leaving the farm with fewer trees to sell this year. Sidney Belushian is a tree seller in Clovis, California.
We have a shortage anyway of trees.
He told KFSN that the tree growing industry was hard hit by record summer heat in some areas of Oregon.
The crop was cut about 40%.
I'm Jennifer King.
Tens of thousands of people demonstrated in Brussels, Belgium yesterday to protest COVID restrictions, the restrictions imposed by the government to counter the latest spike in COVID cases there. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.